From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. I will be asking you to turn to John chapter 4 once more in just a few moments. This time it's the verses 25 to 30. We want to take yet another look at the conversation between Christ and the sinful woman of Samaria. Let me just remind you of our program this evening. I hope that you will join with me at 9 o'clock. I'll be playing another extract from the sermon that we're offering free to our listeners. It's called When God's Law is Outlawed, What Then? We'll also be taking up our study of the Christian's duty to witness to all around of their need of salvation. That study is entitled Concern for the Unconcerned. Here's a lovely hymn that we're going to play for you. It is Well With My Soul. After we enjoy it, we'll be turning to John chapter 4, the verses 25 to 30. Have your Bible ready.
Turning now, please, to John chapter 4,
the verses 25 to 30. We left the conversation between Christ and this woman at a very important point last week. She had just been informed by the Savior who he was. What a truth is here. No one can reveal Christ to you but Christ himself. All the teaching and information that a preacher or an evangelist may provide you with will never show you Christ. That knowledge must be imparted by the Savior himself. First of all, we have here one of the fullest revelations given by Christ to a sinner. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Verses 25 and 26. In all the gospel records of the Savior introducing himself, there is none more clear than this. This declaration is all the more wonderful in that it was made not to a learned scribe or an elder of Israel, but to a poor, sinful woman of Samaria. Whatever a person's life has been is no hindrance to them coming into a full possession of the knowledge of sins forgiven and reconciliation with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman, along with the thief on the cross, the jailer in Philippi, the publican Zacchaeus, the persecuting Saul of Tarsus, and many, many others like them, is a pattern to show the wonderful mercy of Christ toward sinners willing to hear and to heed his word. Secondly, consider the immediate reaction of the woman indicates the truth of her conversion. First of all, we are told that the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. Verse 28. She had come to the well for water, but that business was utterly forgotten as her heart and mind was filled with a glorious matter of greater importance by far. She immediately showed that for her to live was now to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The matter of what had happened to her and the glorious person she had met and talked to at the well was the first business of her life now. Grace drives out the old interests and replaces them with new, holy interests. She had become what Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17 calls a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. A new pilot was at the helm of this woman's life. She was under new management. My dear friend, this is what it is to be converted. Secondly, we are told that she went to the people of her village and told them of Christ. The woman then left her water pot and went into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Verses 28 and 29. She must share the knowledge she had been given. She was anxious to bring others to Christ. She would do them good by bringing them to her Savior. This is the chief good that can be done by one person to another. It's good to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to give to the poor, but none of these actions can benefit a person eternally. But bring a person to Christ, and that will benefit them in time and in eternity. Thirdly, look at the wording of her witness for Christ. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She would have them come and see Christ. We follow her example today. I'm not here to preach about a church to you. I'm not here to call upon you to support a denomination. No, I would, like this woman, seek only to point you to Jesus, the only Saviour of men. She gives her own experience of his power. He told me all things that ever I did, she says. In other words, he has shown a perfect knowledge of my heart. That is what she is saying. The Saviour is a reader of hearts and does indeed know all things about us. He acquainted this woman with her sin in order that she might know her need of salvation. That revelation of her sinful heart caused her to recognize that Christ was the Messiah. Her question was a challenge to her neighbors. Is not this the Christ? She was challenging them to investigate her claim, and that is what we would ask you to do today. In the words of the psalmist, I challenge all of my listeners today. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 34, verse 8. Let me close with one final consideration. How strange in the eyes of men are the ways of Christ in dealing with sinners. In verse 27 we read, And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The disciples marveled that the Saviour should speak with this woman. This was not what they would have expected of him. The same sort of surprise was later manifested by others. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Luke chapter 15, verse 2. The wonderful mercy of God toward the most sinful of people is often as much an astonishment to Christians as it is to the enemies of Christ. May God surprise and astonish us mightily in these incoming days with the conversion of many, many sinners. Will you join with me around the Word of God again this evening? I hope that you will. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we Let the Bible Speak.